The last few weeks have been rough for Barocca and Jorge Siriano. They recently moved their restaurant Fusion Grill from Newbury Park to Thousand Oaks. Then the coronavirus crisis hit. They stayed open with takeout service, but it hasn't been easy.
Throughout the whole time we were serving the neighborhood without takeout. I mean, it was very hard because we had to do everything. We had to cut all our employees. And yes, our business dropped to like 20%.
Barocca says she's thrilled about the state's move and Ventura County's decision to ease some health restrictions. They'll be able to reopen their dining room. They're hoping to do it today.
We are planning to welcome and host people, especially on the patio, for dining and just taking it slowly, day by day. Yeah, we don't know how the community is going to react, if they're going to actually want to come out from their houses and want to sit down and dine here, because the stay at home is still effective.
Jorge Siriano says they're still trying to figure out how operations will work.
It is exciting, but I mean, we have a lot of regulations from health department that we have to follow. So we need to apply that to the restaurant so we can open the door and then we can tell everybody. I mean, so far we're going to have to see people from 6 feet apart from each other. So that's one of the things that we have to apply first. So, and then, yeah, we got to see, how's that going to work?
The state approved advanced business reopenings of things like restaurants and some stores in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties Wednesday. It opens the door to on-site dining at restaurants and shopping in some stores. In Ventura County's case, stores must have exterior doors, which means that many stores inside of enclosed malls still can't reopen. Businesses must meet health safety guidelines set by officials in each county. Yesterday, many businesses in the region weren't ready to take advantage of the relaxation of the closure orders. Managers have been figuring out what they'll need to do to meet the health requirements, and in many cases, after weeks of reduced staffing or total closure, they're having to develop new work schedules. Some are hoping to reopen today, and others are shooting for the holiday weekend. In Westlake Village, the Marmalade Cafe was still only doing takeout, but some people, like Ian Ridley, took their takeout meals to some outdoor tables.
It feels real good. It's some sort of normalcy. So we're enjoying it, and the weather, you can't beat the weather.
Is it a little strange being able to do this after, you know, being stuck at home for so long?
Yeah, it's sort of freeing. So we're enjoying it.
Sharon Christakis is eating her takeout lunch at another outdoor table at the Promenade Plaza.
I think it is a step in the right direction. I think it's a new normal for everybody has to get used to, just to protect one another and our family members. I have a little granddaughter and an elderly dad that I'm looking out for, so wearing a mask to protect them is fine with me.
Her friend, Kate Lowe, is enjoying sitting in the sun and dining al fresco. She says she knows it's going to be a while before we can do some things we normally take for granted.
Does it still feel strange?
Yeah, it does. It feels very strange. I don't know, just to be able to go and visit with people and meet people and hug people and not wear a mask, but that may be some time.
And Anthony Wormus, who just picked up a takeout order, says he's not quite ready to sit down in a restaurant to eat yet.
I don't think I will go sit, especially they were telling me you have to wear masks inside when you walk in, so I'm kind of curious how that's all going to work. Eventually, yeah, hopefully, be able to go back.
Health officials in Ventura and Santa Barbara County say they're happy the region is doing well enough in efforts to contain coronavirus that they were able to ease closures. But they're also worried that people will take the situation the wrong way, especially with the holiday weekend at hand. They say it's still too soon to invite family and friends over to your home or to stop social distancing. The reopening steps are contingent on the county's continuing to meet criteria like low numbers of new diagnosed cases and keeping hospitalizations below certain levels. In Westlake Village, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.